Most of us have heard at one point or another that one of the single biggest factors in our career success is whether or not we have a mentor. It's one of the reasons why so many organizations and associations have established formal mentoring programs, and why many of us have participated and jumped in both as mentees and as mentors to support these programs. We have also, a lot of us, found some of these programs, well, let's just say less than helpful. I noticed a recent article in the Harvard Business Review by Brad Johnson and David Smith that highlights some of the challenges that I and the people I've worked with seem to have experienced in these programs. First, formal mentoring programs do tend to be very formal and structured. One of our academy members shared with me recently that the challenge she was running into with the mentoring program in her organization was on timing and scheduling. Because the meetings with the person she's paired with are often scheduled many weeks in advance, the meetings rarely line up with what she could use help on today. Second, formal mentoring programs tend to be very hierarchical. One person is called the mentor, who's often a fairly senior person, and the other person is called the mentee, who's a more junior person. The unspoken assumption, I suppose, is that the mentor will be the one helping the mentee. And finally, good intentions aside, Johnson and Smith point out in their article that these programs sometimes suffer from a lack of experienced mentors. And as a result, executives are sometimes voluntold to participate in these programs, which doesn't always lead to the kind of engaging conversation that most of us really want from mentoring. Now, this is not to say that any of us should give up on formal mentoring programs. In fact, I often find myself advising the people I work with to absolutely take advantage of these programs. Despite some of these drawbacks, they can, at the very least, help you develop relationships with others inside your organization and industry, and that in and of itself is almost always worth the time investment just to do the logistics. The danger is stopping there, checking the box and assuming that you're done if you've been part of a mentoring program. Even when a formal mentoring program works beautifully, it's generally insufficient for you to make the most out of mentoring. There's a clear distinction between benefiting from mentoring programs and benefiting from mentoring. The first is potentially just checking the box. The second is a practice you establish that will support your learning and growth for your entire career. Dori Clark has appeared on Coaching for Leaders a few times and wrote in Harvard Business Review that your career needs many mentors, not just one. Past guest John Maxwell writes in his book, The Leader's Greatest Return, everyone needs more than one mentor. No one does everything well, and no single person shares all of your strengths. Virtually none of us invest our entire life savings in the stock of one company. Even if that company performed well over a long period of time, it's terribly risky not to be diversified. And I don't think most of us think that it's smart to try and put all of our emotional needs for friendship and belonging and love onto one person in our lives, although certainly some people try. That's not healthy for either party. Nor is it smart to rely on a single mentor. Even if you were able to find the perfect mentor, which of course doesn't exist, there's no way that person could support you in getting perspective on everything. Plus, you don't even want it that way. It might even work against you by reinforcing the worldview of just the people closest to you in your organization or industry. As Columbia Business School professor Rita McGrath taught us when she appeared on Coaching for Leaders a while back, snow melts from the edges. The most effective leaders can and will see this if they are present at the edges. So if you're going to innovate for yourself and others, you want perspective from people outside your experience and practice. That's why in the coming lessons of this audio course, I'm going to encourage you to, yes, sign up for the formal mentoring program if you've got access to one. But way more importantly, develop a number of mentoring relationships that will help you stay relevant, keep learning, and support others.